Over the next 24 hours, with a blizzard outside, most of us will be hunkered down at home. But police, firefighters, journalists, hospital staff, and nursing home staff will be working. Joining us to explain how hospitals and senior care facilities are preparing to ride out this storm is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Hi there, Martha.
Hello, Deb. I'm laughing at your journalist remark there.
So tell us about healthcare facilities, though. Will they be open tomorrow, and what's going to be going on?
The acute care hospitals are open, Deb. Those are all of the hospitals with active emergency rooms. Some of the specialty hospitals, Dana-Farber, for example, will be closed tomorrow. Of 73 community health centers, I only know of one that will be open. That's the East Boston Neighborhood Community Health Center. Many of those facilities will tie their reopening to the reopening of the T because they are so dependent on the T to get staff to work.
So what about patients who had surgery today or have something scheduled for tomorrow? What should they be doing or thinking about?
You know, I sort of pictured a lot of the ORs would largely shut down except for emergency procedures, but that's really not the case. Here's Paul Biebinger. He's the chief of the Division of Emergency Preparedness at Mass General.
The ORs were scheduled to be very busy tomorrow, and so we've gone through the whole list and looked at the clinical need for each of the cases to try and figure out which cases could be safely postponed.
So there are people, Deb, who need heart procedures, people who've gone off their blood thinner medications or done other prep. Their surgeries will go through. People who've traveled here from Maine, Iowa, India, who need to have whatever they need done and then head back home. So all of their surgeries will proceed.
But how are people supposed to get there?
They're just going to go and stay. Huh. So we have Mass General with air mattresses. We have Tufts Medical Center using their sleep lab and conference rooms. Those two hospitals plan to accommodate about 100 people tonight. The Brigham may be 250. Excuse me, at South Shore, their number is 350 overnight and rising. So these are, you know, they need to accommodate all of the food workers in some cases. Maybe it's the elevator repair guy, the boiler man, you know, it's a little city, a lot of these hospitals.
Well, it's not as if people are going to be out on the roads trying to drive to the doctor in the morning.
They are asking people to avoid that at all costs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the nursing homes around the state that have to stay open? And they also have, you know, significant staffing needs. What happens there?
They all have an emergency or disaster preparedness plan, as do hospitals. And that sets out how much water, food they have to have on hand, what their backup power is, and their staffing plan. Helen Magliozzi with Mass Senior Care, which is a trade association for nursing homes, had a survey out today.
We have requested that all facilities report their open beds, any operational issues as of right now, and what transportation they have available in case residents need to be evacuated from facilities.
So there will be ongoing conference calls to determine whether a generator is gone out, whether the one facility doesn't have enough staff. But as of 3:30 this afternoon, there was no need to move anyone to a different facility.
And Martha, what did doctors say, just briefly, about in terms of some of the big health concerns that we hear about what folks should be thinking about right now?
They talk about frostbite. They talk about accidents from snowblowers, and they are very concerned about carbon monoxide poisoning. If you are running a motor in your car, through anything in your house, including a generator, make sure that it is vented so the exhaust is going outside and that vent is not blocked.
All right. WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.